In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Taylor Reese. Hello, Taylor.
Hello.
Is that a British accent you did just then?
I think so. I think I do that a little bit, actually.
You do. You affect an accent because why? Why is that?
I am a performer. I am. And you know what? Sometimes I do it on stage. I love
you
it.
You do. You're a young person. How old are you, Taylor?
I'm 18 years old.
Now, you sent me over your resume, which is kind of cool. Normally, we get a bio, like a one-page bio, but you sent a resume?
Yes, I did.
You just finished high school, or you still go?
My second semester of college now, actually.
Oh, my goodness. Whereabouts?
I'm at Dutchess Community College.
What are you studying at Dutchess Community College?
I'm studying, well, music and ultrasound tech.
Obstetrics and that kind of thing, yeah?
It's very interesting. I've always been interested in it. Two huge passions of mine. Music far supersedes that, obviously.
Okay.
I love doing both.
Well, you know, it seems like you have a lot of interest because I'm looking at your resume. You also are a Reiki practitioner. You work at a Reiki Healing Touch and More in Mayapak, right?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. My mom is a Reiki master teacher, so I've been taking classes with her.
So you're a healing kind of person in general, aren't you?
Yes, exactly. I'm the person that my friends go to for advice.
You work at Goodwill in Wapages Falls on Route 9, right?
Yes, I do.
I've been there many times.
Yeah, they do some really good work there, and I love being a part of charity. So it's I thought it would be a good idea to, you know, apply there. And I've been working there for over 6 months.
You know, you're not afraid to work, which is an amazing thing. You're a young person who isn't afraid to hold down two jobs plus a singing career, right?
Right, exactly. And I believe that if you got one life, why not just do it all, you know?
You know what? You should put that at the top of your resume, what you just said.
You know, I should.
Taylor Reese and the Taj Band, T-A-J. Now, how did the band get its name Taj?
Taj. So it's Taylor and Jack. My brother is the and in between.
And your brother is CJ. So is it just you and your brother in the band?
My brother is the drummer of my band, and he's been drumming since he was little, hopping in the back seat of the car when he was a baby. And we'd set it off and then put it back on, and then he'd be right back into the beat. You know, it's a really cool thing that he does. Also, Jack and I write together, while also we write separately. And he writes the music on both parts. And then I write the melodies. He'll write the melodies sometimes. We're very, like, collaborative like that. My guitarist is Jack, and he is my best friend.
Do you get along together all the time?
Oh, yeah, totally. We just adopted a bass player now, and
adopted
he's
great. A bass player. You adopted him, so you have to feed him now.
Of course, yes. We have cookies and all those kind of things.
Sure, and you have to save money to send your bass player to college. You know, if you're going to adopt a bass player, these are the responsibilities, Taylor. And what's the bass player's name?
Mark.
Mark is the bass player.
And we just also adopted another guitarist, a lead guitarist. His name is Alex, and he's also really great.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Taylor Reese of Taylor Reese and the Taj Band. You're not afraid to work, and it shows because you get stuff done. You've been on a lot of great stages all over the Hudson Valley and more. What's the highlight of your young career?
I would say when I was on stage at Foreigner.
Wow. Bethel Woods, right?
32,000 plus people. Like, it was outstanding. I loved it. And I think I cried a little bit because it was amazing. I just couldn't believe that there were that many people. I love crowds so much. So I'm like, I want more.
You know, it sounds like you're not afraid of being in front of a big crowd. You're not afraid to be on stage. In fact, you really thrive when that's going on. Is that true?
Yes. Actually, I feed off the crowd. I love to engage with the crowd and really have them feel what I'm saying, because my music has to do with a message. I like to portray a message while still having a catchy melody to get people really, you know, bopping or feeling very deeply, you know, so I want to, you know, help the world any way I can.
Tell me, Taylor, about that cool song we're going to play called Glass.
Well, I wrote it. It's about a previous relationship, and basically it's about, you know, not letting anybody step on you at all, and really knowing your worth. And if somebody, because it's about, you know, somebody that cheated on somebody, the person it was about did not cheat on me, but I figured because all my friends were going through this, that, you know, let me put that in there. You know, you don't have to settle for that. You can, you know, rise above these things, move forward, and have a heart about it.
Do you do live shows in the Hudson Valley?
Yes, all the time. We do as much as we can.
What do you got coming up?
Well, everything is going to be posted on our social media sites, like our Instagram. It's @ _TAJ_band. Glasses on iTunes, Spotify, and all major platforms. And then our YouTube and Facebook is Taylor Reese and Taj Band, so both of them like that. And we post about these kind of performances on there, such as Tomas Tapas in Wappingers on July 19th and August 17th, and Bacon Fest on October 12th.
On YouTube, you can see the video for Glass by Taylor Reese and the Taj Band. It sounds like you got it going on. You know what you're doing. You're organized. That's for sure. And you're enthusiastic and you got the right attitude. You're going to do well. And by the way, let me know when the half price tag color of the day is at Goodwill, okay?
Oh, I can totally do that. Ask for me. Ask for me when you go.
Just text me every time it changes, okay, Taylor?
I will.
And I will be there. Taylor Reese and the Taj Band. Here's the song called Glass in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD.